Hey everybody, this is David, and today this is our episode 6 podcast. We're actually on episode 6. We skipped a week, unfortunately. We were all kind of busy last week. But we're back this week, so don't think we've forgotten about everybody. And today I have with me Derek.
Namaste.
Namaste. And we also have Kevin.
Hello.
Kevin just woke up, so he's joining the conversation tired. Today we're going to talk about video game movies. Woo! Our thoughts on them, some of them. We won't talk about every video game movies, because I'm pretty sure we haven't seen all of them. Maybe a little bit on games, movies that were inspired by games, sort of. Maybe video game movies we want to see as well. We'll talk about all of them. This is a whole conversation about video game movies in celebration of Warcraft, which just came out this week. Me and Kevin got the chance to see Warcraft. Derek, did you get the chance or no?
No, not yet.
Is it something you're planning on skipping and waiting for Netflix or something? Or
probably, yeah. I don't know. It doesn't look as intriguing.
Yeah, I'm gonna admit I wasn't impressed by it. I thought it was okay, but it's nothing that, like, I'm not gonna go see it again in theaters. Let's just put it that way. But I wouldn't mind seeing a sequel for it. I think I enjoyed it that much that I think there's potential there to get better.
Warcraft 2 with pandas.
What about you, Kev? What did you think?
I enjoyed it. I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I gave it a 6, so...
Yeah.
Leroy!
Yeah. I think people who are fans of the video game, from what it looks like, the fans of the video game are enjoying this a lot more than the non-fans, so... that's a good thing, though. That shows that this video game movie, and I've heard lots of other people say this, too, that this could be the start of where video game movies could start going now. Maybe this is the right track. Because, yeah, if you're winning over the fans, now all you have to do is win over the audience, the rest of us, you know? And I've been looking at the box office for Box Office Mojo has how much money it's making. And it's not doing so great in the domestic box office. So North America, it's not doing so great. It made only $24 million. So, domestic box office, if you guys don't know, is U.S. and Canada. And then the foreign box office, which is everyone else, it's doing really good. It's already made its budget back, I guess, because the movie cost $160 million to make, and it's already made almost $300 million worldwide, thanks to China, apparently. China, it's really doing good down there. So, it looks like the movie's going to have... good life support on in thanks to China and the foreign box office, but America and Canada ain't sold on it quite yet. So hopefully a sequel can turn things around if it gets it. So now let's talk about some other video game movies that I think all of us can talk about. And I'm on here Wikipedia checking out a whole list of them. There's a lot of them, and I guess the first one we should start off with, it's the one that was released first, May 28th, 1993, it says here, which was one of the worst movies ever made. Apparently Rotten Tomatoes has it at a 15%. Nintendo kicked it off, Super Mario Brothers. Who wants to start first? Derek, you want to start off with this one?
What? I've never seen it.
Oh, you never seen Super Mario Brothers?
Of course, if it's Rotten Tomatoes destroyed it, I don't think I ever want to see it. It's kind of cool because, first of all, Mario is a lot of people's first video game, so
yeah,
for it to be the first video game movie, that's quite interesting, and it makes sense, I guess, because Mario has a lot of fans.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know if I've seen clips online, I'm trying to, like, remember, but... Yeah, they could redo it.
They could. I heard Nintendo wants to do an animated Mario Brothers movie next, which me personally I think is a much better idea
than live action.
Yeah, I don't think this is a kind of property. When you think of what Mario Brothers is, I think that's what that movie was going up against. It was going up against something that was impossible to do in live action, especially at the time. And the kind of world it is, it's like a crazy ass, you know, mushrooms and shit like that. Maybe for an animated movie, it will work much better. Because there's an animated movie that I think worked really well that we'll get onto later. That if Mario was in the style of that, I think Wreck-It Ralph I'm talking about, just to give reference what I'm talking about. If it was in the style of that, a funny, cool, fun film, I think it could work. Kevin, what did you think of Super Mario Brothers?
You know, there's enjoyable parts to it. Like, I remember as a kid, it's been a while since I've seen this movie, so bear with me. I remember as a kid seeing Luigi, since he was my favorite character on the movie. Since he was my favorite character, it was really cool to see him in the movie. Mm-hmm. However, thinking more about it, I was kind of disappointed. Because I didn't like... One of the characters I didn't like was... what's his name? The mushroom head guy.
Oh, Toad.
I didn't like how they handled those characters.
Yeah.
Or the Goombas.
But you have to remember the kind of budget they had, too. I mean, do you want to see someone dressed up with a mushroom on their head?
You could have had a hat that was like a mushroom.
That would have been so cheesy. Been so cheesy. But I'll say this about the movie. I enjoy it because I've seen it like last year. I think I rewatched it again, and I enjoy it on a level where it's so bad, it's good. Kind of. This is a movie that you have to see to believe that this movie exists. Like, I think this is on like maybe Fantastic Four level, because I think this, but Fantastic Four was boring. We'll get into that movie another time. But I think they had some really cool ideas in the movie, because they tried to do this dark approach, this more darker Mario Brothers, more not goth, but more. It was very apocalypse. Does that make sense? Like, it was in an apocalyptic type world, where it felt kind of doomsday-ish. But at the same time, there was some cartoony elements too, which that's some of the problems that people felt was wrong with this movie. The movie didn't seem like it knew what it wanted to be. Did this want to be a fun, cool family film, or did this want to be a dark, twisted film that took place in an apocalyptic-type world, right? But they put this world, this apocalyptic type world, in a in another dimension. So Mario and Luigi were grabbed into this other dimension, and the dinosaurs look like humans. Clearly, this movie wasn't ready to show real dinosaurs at the time, or not real, but like CGI, which is what King Koopa and his minions should have been, right? So that's why I say maybe it should be a computer animated movie to make it fit, because I don't want to see King Koopa as a human, played by Dennis Hopper. You know, it was a mess of a movie, but it's an interesting one. If you haven't seen it, I have to recommend it, only because of how bad it is. It's one of those movies, it's like The Room, you know, The Room with Tommy Wiseau? It's one of those type of movies where you have to watch it to believe that it exists. You at least have to watch it once in your life, I think. So, one of the other movies I see on the list here is Street Fighter. Did you ever see this movie, Derek?
Briefly.
Street Fighter.
Again, it's another, like, terrible movie.
Yes, this one...
So, like, I don't want to waste my time.
And this one is so bad that even I agree that... I remember seeing it as a kid and being impressed by it a little bit, maybe. Obviously not much, because I didn't watch it for a very long time until, like, maybe when they had a second Street Fighter movie that came out in 2008, I think, or something like that. And this movie is terrible. Terrible that it's not even rewatching. It's not even worth a rewatch. I don't know what I was smoking when I was a kid, but clearly it must have been something good. And, yeah, this movie is terrible. Kevin, do you remember Jean-Claude Van Damme was in this movie?
Yeah, I remember this movie. I remember enjoying it. But
we were dumb. We were very dumb kids, clearly.
Yeah, kids. I think I just enjoyed it because of the game. And that was it.
The video game, yeah.
Yeah, and just seeing the characters in live action. Obviously, as I grew up, I was just like, this movie's terrible. Why did I like it?
Yeah, it was really bad. And then in 1995, we had Mortal Kombat, followed by Mortal Kombat Annihilation in 1997. And the first Mortal Kombat was really big. And some people still hold it in high regard for still one of the better video game movies, if you will, for whatever it's worth, I guess. I think people were really desperate to have a good video game movie that they rely on this one the most. Because, yeah, even though it was, you look at it today, it's really, it's bad. It's not a good movie. It's cheesy, and it's, but that's what makes it fun, I think. Not like Super Mario Brothers, where it's really bad. This movie is bad, but I think they knew that, and they weren't taking it seriously. I'm talking about the first Mortal Kombat, by the way. And obviously it had the cool theme song going that everybody knows about. Derek, did you ever see this one?
Again, is this one of those things I don't think I remember seeing?
Oh, wow. The first Mortal Kombat, eh? Did you ever see this? No, you saw the second one. The second one I know you saw, but it must have been... I'll get to the second one after we talk about the first one a little bit. Kevin, did you... You know Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. This movie, I'm sorry. I really enjoyed this movie. I still do.
Mm-hmm.
I still can watch this movie and still have a good time with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognize all its faults, but still... I mean, when Scorpion and Sub-Zero get on that screen,
yeah,
just all like, yes.
I know this one is a cult classic. The first Mortal Kombat is one that's considered a cult classic. It has a lot of people that did enjoy it for what it was. And if there is one video game movie from the 90s that people will say is worth checking out, it is the first Mortal Kombat. But then we get into the second Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which, again, I remember enjoying when I was a kid, and then I rewatched it not too long ago, maybe a couple years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And this is a terrible movie, so bad that I did a top 10 worst movies of all time list, and this is definitely one of the top 5 worst movies of all time, in my opinion. It is that bad that I got a headache while watching it. And I don't know what the hell I was watching. It was a really, really bad movie. And Derek, I know you saw this one, because I remember a long time ago, we went... The movie came out in November 21st, 1997. That means we went to go see it for Kevin's birthday, for sure. And I remember you came along with us. You must have been really young. How old were you in 1997?
Oh, probably like 7 years old, 8 years
old. 7 years old. Do you remember this one, Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
Yeah, it was like so long ago.
Yeah, so you probably don't... That 20 years ago. Next year will be 20 years, this movie. Yeah. That's crazy. But yeah, the special effects, the editing, the acting, everything in this movie. If you don't remember, Derek, this movie, you stay away from this movie. The first one, I'd say check it out. There's a couple of fun cheese stuff in there. Fun stuff. But this movie is not fun. This movie is terrible. That you wonder that, like, what were these studio executives smoking? And I think this one bombed. Unlike the first one, which actually did decent, this one did terrible in the box office. And, like, it looked like... Like, I thought Power Rangers has better budget than this movie. That's how bad this movie looked. It looked like it was a play that a couple of adults were putting on. Oh my god. Kevin... Annihilation, what did you think of it? Do you even remember this?
Yeah, I do.
Or did you block it out from your memory as well?
No, I remember it, unfortunately. Oh, Jesus. It's not as great as the first one. It's actually terrible. I think the only reason I have a favorite for this movie is because I would give it some brownie points is because of the characters it uses.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was cool to see certain characters on the screen in this movie, but even though that wasn't enough to save this movie.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
There's also a Final Fantasy movie. Do you guys remember that one?
Is that live action?
No, it was actually one of the first movies, I think, to do motion capture. Where the CGI looked so real that it freaked people out, I think. I remember seeing it a long time ago, but I don't remember it too well to really comment on it. But I remember the CGI looking crazy. I don't remember who was in it, because it was a CGI film, but it was. I remember it was so real that I think that was the movie where Tom Hanks started thinking that, holy cow, computer animated characters are going to replace actors one day. Obviously, he was completely wrong about that, because actors are still a very important factor. And even when you watch animated movies or motion capture, there's still something about those characters that haven't really looked authentically like a human yet. So,
realism's not there.
Yeah, the realism's not there. How about the Tomb Raider movies? Do we remember these ones, guys?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Now Derek starts getting into it.
Angelina Jolie, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Kev, you want to start us off with this one?
I don't remember it too much, but I remember enough that I think I enjoyed it, but not, like, crazy enjoy. I think looking back on it, I think I gave it, like, a 5 or a 6 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think Angelina Jolie was good in it, but that's as much as I can remember. I can't remember this movie that well.
This was 2001.
2001.
Yeah, I know.
So that was a while back.
Yeah,
it's hard to remember.
Well, that's why I watch movies more than once, so I can always remember them. And this one I have seen a couple of times. And yes, the first one was really good. There was a second one, too. The first one is just called Lara Croft Tomb Raider. And then the second one is called Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life. And it was both of them are very Indiana Jones-ish. I know a lot of people don't like the second one as much. Lots of people like the first one more. According to Rotten Tomatoes, though, the first one has a 19%. And the second one has a 24%. So for whatever reason, critics like the second one a little bit more. I thought both of them were fun, cool movies. Definitely some of the better video game movies out there. Derek?
Didn't this movie, wasn't it like a breakout role for Angelina Jolie?
Yes. Maybe she had something else before that. I don't remember.
Yeah, I slightly remember the story. I think a lot of people also remember just, like, the poses and the different costumes that Angelina Jolie was in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially the cover art for, like, whenever you type it in, you see the title sequence, that poster, movie poster.
Yeah.
It's a lot, that's very memorable, so.
The Girl Interrupted, that was the breakout movie for her, I believe. Because yeah. I remember that movie.
I think they're actually trying to remake the Tomb Raider.
Yes, they are. I forgot what it's called right now, but I think it's going to be like an origin story for her. And Daisy Ridley, they just casted her too, actually. I don't remember who's playing her now, but yeah, they are making a new movie based off the character, and it will be about the origin of that character.
And I think it's mostly because of the new kind of Tomb Raider video games that they just came out with.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out, like, a couple of years ago, they came out with a new Tomb Raider video game. And they kind of made it a little bit more realistic, a little bit more survivor-ish, kind of vibe to it. And a lot of fans really liked that video game. It kind of felt like Nathan Drake's like a Naughty Dog kind of video game, and that's really what is inspiring this movie to come out again and just be re-released.
Yeah. And the actress, I just found her now on IMDb. The actress playing the new Lara Croft is Alicia Vikander, who she was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Ex Machina, and The Seventh Son these past couple of years. So, yes, they already have their new... she looks hot, I'll say that. So she'll follow in the footsteps of Angelina Jolie quite nicely. We also got Resident Evil here. I haven't seen the Resident Evil movies. Have you, Derek?
I've seen a couple here and there. They're not really as memorable,
mm-hmm.
but you definitely catch them. They usually show them a lot as reruns on TV and on Netflix and other like movie kind of streaming services. So yeah. You could definitely catch one. Again, it is loosely based off of the video games. With the whole zombie virus and who has the zombie virus and some of the characters make an appearance, but again the stories never really took off, and that's why Resident Evil for me and I think a lot of fans don't really represent as popular zombie genre movie as some of the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're popular movies. That's why they keep making. I think there's a new one coming out this year also. Next year, there's another one coming out.
Definitely has a huge fan base.
And they're low-budget movies as well, so that's actually also why they keep making more of them. Because they easily make their money back. How about you, Kev? You've never seen the Resident Evil movies, have you?
No, I've seen only the first one.
Yeah.
I don't remember too much. I know I didn't enjoy it that much. Maybe other than the lead character, but...
Oh, who was she again? I don't remember her name. Anyways, how about Doom? Do we all remember Doom?
With The Rock?
Yeah, with The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, I remember it. Again, these movies are so hard to remember because they weren't really that good.
Yeah, so you don't like to revisit them.
So you don't revisit them, you just see them once, you're like, oh, that was all right.
Yeah.
5 out of 10.
I don't remember watching this one, actually. No, I remember watching, I just don't remember it too well.
They had, a few, interesting guns, and I think they had a couple first-person mode
mm-hmm.
in the movie. And I think maybe it was the first time they used a first-person mode in a movie, so it was, kind of interesting and novel.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember. How about you, Kev? You remember this one?
No, maybe only the first person shooter thing.
Doom.
Yeah.
How about Hitman? The first Hitman came out in 2007. Do you guys remember this one? I actually didn't watch this one.
I did watch it. It was interesting because it was him with a girl, and they were traveling together. Then it's funny. There was also a second Hitman movie.
Yes, Hitman Agent 47,
which came out last year, and I think that was a little bit better. In my opinion, but both of them are quite similar. I don't know. It seems like the most recent one, they're kind of trying to create a movie series with it.
Yeah.
Because they did have a little bit of an ending where one of the agents that was supposed to, one of the main bad guys, he was still alive. Well, spoilers. Still alive, coming back. So it's interesting.
Yeah. And then. What else do we got here, guys? We have, Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. I seen this one. This one is, it's about the same as the first Street Fighter. This is with, the girl who played Lana on Smallville. She played Chun-Li, the main character. And I was really excited about that, for that, because I had a crush on her at the time. And unfortunately, the movie, again, wasn't really good. It seemed like they were trying to ground Street Fighter in reality, and it turned out to be a really boring, bad film. So, M. Bison didn't even look like M. Bison to me. I think Michael Clark Duncan played M. Bison in this one. It was... I don't... I don't know. This was a really bad movie.
You know what's interesting? A lot of fans are doing their own fan-made like videos and short films about Street Fighter. And I think I've seen one of them on YouTube. It's actually quite good. So I wouldn't mind like if you go after and check out some of the fan-made stuff. It's quite interesting.
Well, you've seen that Mortal Kombat Legacy web series, right?
Yeah, that was done well.
That was that was really cool. I thought those ones were really good. I even owned that, the first season anyways, on DVD, which is really cool. I wanted to support it. Kev, do you remember that Mortal Kombat web series?
Yeah, I actually really, really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that was cool. They even got the actor, I believe, I didn't see the second season, but I believe I remember hearing they got the actor who played, what's the bad guy's name in the first Mortal Kombat movie? Shao Kahn or something?
No. I'm forgetting his name now.
Shao Kahn. Are you sure it's not Shao Kahn? Anyways, they got that actor back who played the villain in that original film to return as that character for that web series, I remember. Yeah, oh, Shang Tsung, sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
I just checked now.
That sounds like it.
Yeah. So, I mean, how about the Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li? Did you guys see it? I'm guessing not. I'm guessing I was the only one that saw it out of all of us. Okay, that's fine. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time came out after.
Yeah.
This one was huge.
It was, actually. They really hyped this one up.
But it didn't do well, still.
No.
Unfortunately, just like... But it showed a little bit of potential there. I actually thought it was all right. But I can see why it also failed, especially with the whitewashing with Jake Gyllenhaal playing the Prince of Persia. Why would you cast the Prince of Persia as a white guy? I don't know. How about you, Derek? What did you think of this movie,
Prince of Persia? It was okay. It was all right. I don't know. I think I remember watching it. It was on TV or something, and I kind of fell asleep.
Yeah, it was a little boring.
Really that interesting.
Yeah. It did all right, actually. Well, yeah, it didn't do so great. It cost $200 million to make, and it made only $336 million worldwide. How about you, Kev? What did you think of Prince of Persia?
I don't know, because I never watched this movie.
Oh, you didn't watch this movie?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you would have watched it.
Yeah, you actually might like it. Because it has a very interesting, at least stylized way.
I remember playing the video game.
And this one came from Disney, too. Disney made this movie. We also have Need for Speed, and the only reason I'm bringing it up, I haven't seen it. But I heard good things about it. Decent. Decent.
I did see it. I actually saw it recently.
And what did you think of it?
I actually enjoyed it. It was quite interesting. Like, a lot of people didn't really give it a good score.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar, I guess you're comparing it to Fast and Furious.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
And then Fast and Furious is definitely vastly superior.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, the thing is, some of these car racing movies, I'd rather have them stick to the basics. Like, we want to see people get cars, race them, build a new car, race it, and, you know, that you didn't really get that. It was more, this guy had a grudge against someone else I can't see, you want me to say spoilers?
Yeah, sure.
For, like, killing his friend in a street race, and then he built a car. He was avoiding the police, going from one side of the country to the next, and then he finally meets his rival. He races him, and then the guy crashes, and he helps him out of the crash, so he spares his life. And then he gets caught by the cops, and it's over. But yeah, it has a good kind of cast. There's like some interesting characters.
Aaron Paul, I know, is in it. The guy from Breaking Bad. Yeah,
I think this was his first kind of
feature debut
after Breaking Bad,
mm-hmm.
which is all right. Again, he needed something better. If he had a better role, he would have been. You gotta probably maybe see him more in today's. Because he kind of fell off the grid after this movie.
He's in something else right now that I heard is actually pretty good. I don't remember what it was right now. But yeah, it's always tough for an actor to cross over from TV to movies, unfortunately. But
yeah, you could check it out on Netflix. It's not really a terrible movie. Like, let's see, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 23. I believe it deserves a little bit better than that. Like, 23 is a little harsh.
Just remember, the 23, the numbers on Rotten Tomatoes, is that's how many critics enjoyed it. So only 23% critics enjoyed Need for Speed.
It's not bad. Like, I wish it was just too much. It was a very long movie.
So that means basically all the non-23% of critics gave it a score under 3. Because apparently 3 out of 5 and over, if you give it a 3 or over, that's what gives that movie a good rating, a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. But if it's below 3, then it's considered rotten. And so that's why it has a 23%. So most of them just gave it a under 3. So they could have gave it a 2 out of 5, which I'd say is okay. Maybe not. But anyways, yeah, I haven't seen this movie. And I'm guessing, Kev, you seen Need for Speed?
No.
No. A lot of these video game movies aren't really grabbing people's attention. That's the problem with a lot of them. But this year, we've seen a whole bunch of video game movies, and so far, I haven't seen any of them. The first two were animated films. The first one was Ratchet and Clank. I never played that game, but it was an animated film that just came out not too long ago. Didn't get very good reviews either. Angry Birds, however, so far holds the score for the highest scored film on Rotten Tomatoes of a video game movie with a 42%.
Yeah.
That's, I'm not surprised because the trailers actually looked decent for that one. I didn't see the movie, but it grabbed my attention. But I heard when you go and see the movie, it's strictly for kids. Like, the adult humor isn't there. Which you would find, you know, something in a Pixar movie. They're very smart and clever with their humor. This one plays it strictly for kids, so. Oh, well.
Not too bad.
No.
Still $300 million.
That's true, yeah.
It's probably, no, it's not one of the highest grossing, though.
No. How about, but are you interested in any of these movies so far?
Angry Birds movie wouldn't be too bad to check out, I guess.
Yeah, I wanted to check out that one. I was interested, so. The one that I think we're all looking at, forward to and hoping for the best for this one is Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
With Michael Fassbender. I think this one.
Later this year.
Yeah. I think this one's going to be. I'm hoping it will be the video game movie that we've been hoping for. Michael Fassbender, you know. Freaking amazing actor, so I can't wait to see what he brings to the table. The trailer has been really good so far, so hopefully the marketing team keeps it up, whatever they're doing, and hopefully the movie delivers.
That's a false lot.
Yeah. And then we also have video game movies that are not even based off any particular video games. Like I mentioned earlier, Wreck-It Ralph, which if you're a video game fan, I totally recommend Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph is a great animated film from Disney. And there's so many references and inside jokes to video game fans, for video game fans everywhere, that it's such a great, enjoyable, heartwarming film. It really is, and I love it. Kev, I know you saw this movie with me. What did you think about it?
I actually really liked it. I think I gave it like 8 out of 10. Wreck-It Ralph himself was a cool character.
Mm-hmm.
And that little girl, I forget her name right now, but she was really enjoyable.
Yeah, all the characters were enjoyable. The story was kind of like a Toy Story a little bit, but with video game characters instead of toys, right?
Yeah.
It was really... And seeing the cameos from other video game characters, like the Street Fighter characters, Bowser. I think one of the Mortal Kombat characters might have had a cameo in the movie, too. Sonic the Hedgehog also had a cameo in it. Mario was supposed to have a cameo, but apparently they couldn't work the rights with the... It's funny, they had Mario in the... I mean, they had Bowser in that movie as a cameo, but they couldn't get Mario for some reason. They mentioned him, but they never had the character... They couldn't get the character on time.
Well, next best thing, right?
Yeah. You ever see Wreck-It Ralph, Derek?
Actually, I didn't.
No?
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Did get good reviews, though.
Yes, so it did.
Definitely one to check out. Yeah.
It's definitely worth checking out, especially if you're a video gamer. This is a good one. And there was another movie.
Pixels,
yeah. I wasn't going to mention that one yet. But yeah, Pixels was another one. That borrowed video game elements. Funny enough, Q-Bert, the character Q-Bert, makes an appearance in both Wreck-It Ralph and Pixels. You know what? This is what I think about Pixels. Pixels was a cool-looking film. It looked cool. I like the special effects that they used for the... for the video game characters and all that, how they made them look and all that. But at the end of the day, the movie isn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
No, you didn't see that one either.
No, because it was an Adam Sandler movie.
And you used to be a... Oh, yeah, I can see that.
And then after, I was like, let's
see how reviews are. Okay, so after Pixels, there was another movie I wanted to talk about. I forgot what the name of the movie was called, though. I don't know if you guys... Derek probably won't remember this one. I think it came out in 1993. It was about a group of kids who were entering this contest to play Super Mario... or it was to play an arcade games. And the idea was to get to the very end. And at the end of the movie, that's where Nintendo revealed Super Mario Bros. 3. It was kind of a giant commercial to introduce Super Mario Bros. 3 to at the time. Do you guys remember this movie, what I'm talking about, or do you have no idea what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
I'm trying to remember the name of the movie, but I can't remember it right now.
The Wizard? Oh, never mind.
I think maybe it was that one. The Wizard. Maybe you're right. No, I can't find it here.
Oh, we completely forgot. What? I think one of the greatest video game movies, at least in my opinion, to date.
Which one?
Tron.
Tron isn't video game.
It is.
Well, it's not really.
Tron is an arcade game.
It was... No, that was for the movie. It was an arcade game.
But I remember playing Tron.
Yeah, they probably had a game to tie into the film. But it wasn't really... But if you want to consider it like a movie that was inspired by video games, yeah, I guess we can look at it that way. But it wasn't a movie that was based off a video game. But like, the movie came first and then the games came after.
It came out after?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess to me, that was probably what I consider to be the pinnacle of a kind of video game movie.
Are you talking about the first one or the second one?
The second one.
The second one. The first one's not bad. I don't know if you ever saw the first one, but it's a pretty enjoyable film for its time.
But yeah, I would say, when you put that up as, like, you could classify it as a video game movie, I think, because, I don't know, it has very video game elements. And it was always about going into an arcade machine, going into the computer.
Yeah.
And so, for me, I always considered it to be...
A video game movie. A
video game movie. And because of that, it is actually probably one of the best, one of the most enjoyable ones, the most recent Tron movie.
Yeah.
Everyone was going crazy for it when it was announced, the music that they did for that.
Oh, movie. Yeah, I love that soundtrack. I have that on my iPod, too.
A great soundtrack. They had like very good Daft Punk doing the
music, the score. Yeah,
and then you had all the great actors.
Jeff Bridges.
Oh,
yeah, it was a really good movie. The first one is really enjoyable. The second one is good too. They drag a little bit, in my opinion.
I loved it.
But if you're going to compare them to other video game movies, then yeah, definitely they're one of the better, I guess, video game inspired films. How about you, Kev? Did you like the Tron films?
Yeah, I was alright with them. I didn't, there weren't anything special to me, but...
What?
Yeah.
It was epic.
I'm sorry.
Do you like reboot, Kevin? That's what Tron is. Tron is like reboot.
Yeah, I know.
But live action.
I enjoyed more reboot than Tron.
But that's what inspired reboot.
First one?
Yeah, the first one came out in 1982, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, what other video game movies are we playing? How about video game movies we want to see, guys? This is something we should talk about. I already know my answer, so I'll go first on this one, because I did a video on it on YouTube recently. Kingdom Hearts. I want to see a Kingdom Hearts... Well, I don't know if I want to see it as a movie nowadays. Now I think... I think I'd rather see it more as a TV show, because I think you could get all those Disney worlds in there. But as a movie, I could see it sort of working. You'd have to restructure it and hope for a trilogy. But I don't know if the studios would be willing to give it that much of a gamble. But how about you, Derek? What video game would you like to see an adaptation of?
Okay, well... For me, it has to be, I think, one of the greatest video games out there is the Metal Gear Solid series.
Mm.
And for me, like, always playing that game, it seemed like a movie in itself. They had very long cutscenes. The story was very complex and very involved. It had a very good story, interesting characters, good mythology. And, yeah, the video game itself won many awards. And even though the person that created Metal Gear Solid, he's not really with the studio anymore, and he's doing his own kind of thing elsewhere. It'll be nice to see if the movie ever gets developed, but I think because I'm not going to want to butcher his name, Konichiwa or something. He and part of Konami just really it seems less and less hope for that kind of movie. But for me, it has like great James Bond kind of sneaking around elements, a lot of elements in the war. I don't know. It'll be something pretty interesting to see.
What about Uncharted? Have you ever played that?
Yeah, that's coming out, actually.
I heard that's very movie quality-ish to turn into a movie. I'm not too big on video games, so I don't know video games too well, but I heard that one from a lot of people would make a really good movie.
Uncharted is like your Indiana Jones kind of movie. It's a younger Indiana Jones, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little bit more... It's like your Tomb Raider, but more of a guy. And, it's really... The video games did amazing. Like, a lot of good... It seemed like a summer blockbuster, the video games with the cutscenes and everything. And when I was playing the Uncharted series of games, it was a lot of fun. And, yeah, good cutscenes, good different story sets. So it would do well as a video game movie. I think they just have to, again, you have to get a good actor and market it well.
How about you, Kev? Any video game movies you want to see turn into live action?
God of War.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would like to see that movie.
That would be a cool movie.
A lot of special effects with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. I'm curious to see how they would do the chains, the swords in that game movie.
Yeah. Shadow of Colossus would be a pretty cool one too. I remember you used to play that game a lot.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool as well. I don't know how they would do it.
It looked like Wrath of the Titans though.
Yeah.
That's what would make it awesome.
I remember Shadow of Colossus didn't have much of a plot other than, you know, defeating giant titans to save someone, and that was pretty much it.
It's a very simple story.
Yeah, it was very simple.
Movies that I know are in development, I can only think of two right now. Obviously, the Tetris movie. What do we think about... Are you guys excited about a Tetris movie? Or is Hollywood just, like, running out of ideas? Derek?
I thought it would just be, like, Tron again. That's what I was thinking.
Tetris?
I don't know what they're going to do with it. Like, we have to see what...
From what I heard, it's going to be kind of like an alien invasion type of movie. That's like what people are... Maybe like Pixels.
It could be. If they combine it with other things, like Space Invaders.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's a tough one to crack. I have a bad feeling about that movie. How about you, Kev? Tetris. Are you excited about Tetris?
No, but what you just told me, I had a bad feeling about it, too.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
The Star Wars classic line. What about... and the other movie that I remember reading about that apparently they even have an actor, Rampage. Do you remember that video game with the lizard? There's a giant lizard, a giant wolf, and a giant gorilla. It's kind of like inspired by King Kong and Godzilla. Yes. Yeah, they're making that movie, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson had signed up to be in it. So that's a movie that's in the works. That one I'm a little bit more excited about, just because of The Rock.
He's doing everything.
A lot of people are saying that. That's right.
Like, stop.
He makes everything enjoyable, though.
He goes in a lot of bad movies, too.
Sometimes, yeah. He'll be in a bad one. Like, I didn't like San Andreas too much. Yeah.
Doom.
Well, that was an older one. Nowadays, he's been doing all right. Like, he was in the G.I. Joe movie.
G.I. Joe.
That I thought was actually a little bit better than the first G.I. Joe. Because I think he made it more enjoyable. But yeah, he has a lot of stinkers as well. But I don't know. We'll see. You know what? I have hope for it. Giant monsters, give me it. Because I liked the last 40 minutes of Godzilla. That I think if they give us more of stuff like that, like cool monster fights, I'd be up for it. What about you, Kev? You remember Rampage and do you want it?
Yeah, sure, I'd like to see that movie. I'd like to see all four of those guys either duel each other or duel the city. It'll be kind of cool.
Well, I don't know how The Rock will duel it. Can you imagine if they make The Rock grow at the end and he has to, like, fight them giant-sized?
Jabroni, The Rock's not down.
My God, that would be amazing. I would love it if they did that. Make The Rock grow to the size of them and have them fight all of them. Exactly, yeah. That would be nice for the fans. So, I guess...
Sly Cooper, that's another one.
Sly Cooper?
Yeah, it's coming out in 2016.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't even know what that video game is. What's that about?
So it's similar to the Ratchet & Clank, actually. Again, you don't know if that will just actually turn into a Ratchet & Clank or not. A lot of people find that it's like a platformer game. It's kind of like your Mario kind of game. That's just something that I've noticed on the list. It's coming up in 2016.
I'm checking what else we got. They are making... I'm looking at this from Games Radar Plus. They are making a... What's the one with the teddy bear? You guys know what I'm talking about?
No. Ted?
No. It's like a horror type game. Oh, there is an Uncharted movie coming, apparently June 30th, 2017. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Oh, it is. BioShock, I heard, is to be announced.
Oh, Sly Cooper, I see it now. A Minecraft movie? Are you guys excited about a Minecraft movie?
I think kids would dig it, man. Minecraft is, like, huge on YouTube.
Yeah, there's a YouTube series of videos where they do, like, spoofs of other movies, turn movies into Minecraft. Like, there's little shorts, and they make fun of them a little bit. They're actually pretty cool. Like,
Minecraft is extremely popular. Like, you won't doubt that'll print money. They're going to do a Call of Duty, like, cinematic universe, I'm seeing as well. That also might do well, too, because just the name Call of Duty gets a lot of fans and seats, and I guess it might be related a little bit to the games. I don't know. Again, it's like, it's just a shooter, and then for them to adapt that to a movie, it's weird.
The bear thing is Five Nights at Freddy's.
that's also that video game is supposed to be a scary game, and I guess it got a lot of YouTube kind of cred as well recently. You've seen a lot of videos on that, just because it's kind of one of those jump scare kind of games.
Yeah, I've seen what the React channel, the Fine Brothers. They did they've been doing a series of them where they get the teenagers to play that game. So I've been checking it out on that. So that's how I knew about that game.
Isn't there a lot of Halo movies already out too as well, like animated Halo movies?
I never heard. No, I haven't heard anything official.
I think there's one on Netflix, actually, if you look. I haven't seen it, again, because it's not really... I haven't really played the Halo series, and it doesn't really seem to have a good story at all, but there's that.
Yeah. No, I don't know too well about that. But, yeah, I guess that's it, guys. I think we've talked through most of the important ones on the list, and upcoming, and what we would like to see.
Yeah, a lot upcoming, but like a lot of them I'm going through a website now, and they're to be announced.
Yeah, so a lot of them might not even be picked up, that means. A lot of them, the studios are probably looking at them, seeing if they can work. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Obviously, as we went through this list today, a lot of them haven't turned out really good, so unfortunately... It all depends on how the studios look at what's working and what's not. And hopefully Assassin's Creed and Warcraft will now, especially with Warcraft now being received well by fans, hopefully that will help send future video game movies on to the right direction now to do things the proper way.
I mean, look at comic book movies. They didn't all start off very successful.
No, they didn't. You're right. Like, superhero movies had, or comic book movies had a very rough start during the 70s and 80s. Even before that, they had a little bit of a rough time. Some of them were good. Some of them were really bad. You know, you go into Steel and Spawn and Catwoman and Fantastic Four and Elektra, the first Hulk movie. Yeah, they were really bad movies at the time. I think sometimes even fans of superhero films take some of the more recent ones for granted. Like you look at this year, like, why did Batman v Superman get worse reviews than Fantastic Four? I don't know why. Not the new Fantastic Four movie, I'm talking about the other ones.
I was like, what?
Yeah, exactly. But like those ones I think are like at 30-something percent. But yeah, like, I think we take them for granted nowadays, and we forget about the superhero movies we got before, which, like, I think Batman v Superman is like an Academy Award-winning film compared to some of the crap we used to get in the past.
But then technology...
But yeah, it wasn't perfect either, but...
Well, you gotta understand, like, technology is different, the way movies are made is different, so yeah. There's that as well.
That's true. Kev, you want to add anything? What does that mean?
No.
No. Are you falling to sleep? Anyways.
Maybe. Eventually, I think video game movies might start off and like kick up a bit, and then we're going to see more and more. And it won't be just the loyal fans that only play the video games in theaters. It will also be regular movie theaters. You just have to really sell it to the general audience. Some of these video games have good stories, good concepts, and mm-hmm. You can really, if you build a good story and people want to be entertained, it will do well. So
I agree.
We all want to see some of these characters on film, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. I want to see another Mortal Kombat, man. I think Mortal Kombat has another chance at making a really good movie, and much better with today's technology and stuff. As long as the studios don't half-ass it. Because that's what I think the problem was back during the 90s, is the studios weren't taking them seriously. You know?
Don't you think it would be a little cheesy, though?
Mortal Kombat? No. If you make it more darker and similar to those web series, I think you can turn out a really good one, personally. You just have to take it a little bit more seriously. That was what the problem was with the older films. They didn't take them seriously enough, I felt. Okay, so I guess with that being said, I guess we're going to stop it here. And we're going to sign off. And Kevin, sign off first.
You can find me at Kevin underscore Jordale on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And check out my website, KevinJordale.com.
Woot. And
stuff there. Yeah.
Really good
stuff there. Artists.
Artiste. And what about you, Derek? You want to sign off?
You can see me in real life. You know where I'm at. You know what kind of drugs I'm doing.
Somewhere in Toronto.
Yeah. Check me out. Hit me a line. Buy my shit.
And, yeah, with me, you know who I am, David Jordale. This is David Jordale's podcast. And you can check me out on YouTube. Just search my name or type in youtube.com / David Jordale, and it will bring you directly to my YouTube channel where I do tons of reviews and shit like that. And follow me on Twitter at iCrazyDavy. And with that being said, until next week, hopefully we'll be back next week, and we'll discuss what we'll talk about next week. Yeah, and with that being said, peace out.
Peace.